listening to The Jim Price Show.
My name is Logan, and I'm listening to The Jim Price Show.
I'm Jim Price and Jim Price Show Daily Update. Appreciate you all tuning in. It is January 24th. It's a Monday, 2024. Well, we're going to call that first 7 minutes there a practice to what we were doing, but let's go back to what we were talking about is the fact that the Ukrainian stuff that's going on with Joe Biden and understanding that suddenly they want you to pay attention to that, but why does he really care? But he's got a lot of money in there, and if you go in there and Russia walks into Ukraine, then they'll expose everything he did in Ukraine. But then, because if Putin takes over Ukraine, then Putin has control over all the stuff that, you know, Joey was doing over there, right? And then we got to make sure we get out of Afghanistan because we got a contract for the lithium mine in there that China's going to go in there and mine. But we can't have American soldiers walking around while there's this big mining project going on from China. But why are we pushing electric cars all of a sudden? It's because we have 20% buy-in, or we have 20% ownership in the lithium company that will provide all the lithium batteries for America. So anyway, follow the corruption. But then going back to this COVID testing place, again, like I said, I was just talking about that. This is Center for COVID Control. Like I said, I don't care about anybody really wanting to make a whirlwind out of things, and they want to make themselves, they want to make themselves successful. They want to do amazing things. That's great. But then when you're using it fraudulently and you're going out there and bilking in the American public for, looks like it'll be millions and millions and millions of dollars, then maybe, you know, just maybe we need to get this right. Now, I've got a nurse that I interviewed in Hawaii. She was actually talking about how things were set up initially, seemed like they were in the right spot, but then the money started taking over. And this is an interview I did in Phoenix. I wanted to get this out, so I'm going to go ahead and play this right now. And hopefully everything is going to work right. I haven't done it this way in a while, and so I'm going to try. Here we go. Let's see.
We are live.
Music.
Not going to work, and I don't know why. See, when I flip it back over, though, the audio and everything shows up here, but then it doesn't have it over here, and I don't know why that would do that. It has it in there as the crud. Why wasn't that playing? Well, anyway, all right. Well, it's just going to be me today, guys. Sorry about that. Anyway, the problem is that when we go back through the whole thing of how we have been manipulated, this individual was going to go ahead and tell us about how her boss had started up trying to do testing centers and trying to do certain things. And then eventually she saw where the money started coming in as things started changing things for her. And the situation is, this is how it is across the nation. This is not isolated just to Hawaii or one or two people situations. This is continually happening across the country. And I apologize for the technical difficulty on that. I'm going to go ahead and broadcast that out. Looks like I'll just go ahead and do it tomorrow. And then that way you guys can see the thing in full. I don't have to do it this way. I was just trying to do it as a part of the show and be able to talk before and after it. So anyway, that's all well and fine. Like I said earlier, though, the problem is that we have situations where we're seeing the different things moving in our country, different things going on in our country, and yet we don't seem to be wanting to pick up the idea that there's a problem with the stock market, there's a problem with Bitcoin, there's a problem with our currency, there's a problem with our supply chain, and this is all done purposely to affect you the most. It has nothing to do with what is actually going on really in our daily lives. Our daily lives are not backed up. Our daily lives are not failing. But what it is those that can control the things that they control, want to control, they're going in and manipulating our lives, and this is what we have to deal with. And I wish it wasn't this way. I wish we didn't have to do this, but this is what we're up against. We're up against an evil that wishes to tear us down, and they're showing how it's okay to go ahead and make a few dollars on the destruction of others. Make sure that you're going to be the person on the top of the hill when things go bad. And again, I guess this is, I'm not trying to be a defeated person here and say, I can't win in life. I can't do this and that. When I see that the things that people are doing do not default to freedom or do not default to liberty, that goes from the politicians, that goes from the rule makers, the rule breakers, the DAs, the judges, the police officers, all those different people within these authority, blocks. If you're not defaulting to freedom, then you're actually defaulting to tyranny. And the problem is when you do that, you can only push on the people so far and so long until somebody's going to react. Something's going to go the wrong way. And I think that we've seen too much where people will feel like they've gotten pushed down and pushed down and pushed down. And now they're going to try to push this narrative of supply chain issues. They're going to push this narrative of things being short on the shelves. Things that we're going to say, well, we don't have this, we don't have that, we can't do this, we can't do that. My problem is in the reality of these things, is this is all about destroying us. And then the problem is when we actually have had enough of this, when we've all decided we've had enough, then this is when this whole thing is going to really get ugly. And it's not going to be ugly for us. And honestly, I think most people will be able to adapt to most of these things. But I do know that if we continue down this path, we continue down this road, that it's going to create some type of destruction. Now, I do not believe, and I'm going to put myself on a limb on this, I don't believe in 100 years that we actually will actually ever see the Russia coming after us. I don't see them as that. I'm sorry. I know a lot of people, that Putin, he's just all about taking over America. I don't really believe that. And I don't believe that North Korea is really trying to do anything to Japan or anything to America. I don't think they have... They want to do certain things to flex their muscle to get attention when they can. But in reality, it's not part of the play. There's nothing that North Korea is going to ever do to us or ever do to Japan. Not in 100 years. Yeah, they got China, their big brother standing behind it. But again, China needs so many other people to maintain their own health, to maintain their own food supply. And yeah, there's probably a chance that a lot of those missiles and stuff that they've got aimed at us could probably get to most of us or some of us. But the problem is they still have a problem, that there is still more people registered for a deer license in Michigan than they have in any other standing army on earth. And that's something that people kind of race past. They kind of forget about that. The fact that there is literally, in every single state, it doesn't matter what you put together, every single state in itself has more men getting a deer tag, just a deer tag, than most standing armies on earth. And I know that sounds weird, and people don't pay attention to it. But reality, why are they telling us to fear Russia? Again, if the people that in the White House, up there at their fake stage, which they've showed you again that it's a fake stage. They have no problem telling you it's a fake stage. It's a fake desk. It's fake snow in the window. They have no problem with this. But you got to believe that it's real. You're still telling me I need to believe it's real, even though they're telling you it's fake. If they're telling you it's fake, guys, pay attention, really? And if they're telling you need to fear Russia, and Russia's the problem, and Russia's the Russia, Russia, the Russia, the Russia, the Russia, but China Joe isn't the problem anymore? Folks, what are you doing? You know that what they're telling you, it should be opposite. It should be absolutely opposite. If they're saying it, that should be opposite. Hey, Karen, good to see you. Thank you for being back. Hey, Marla, good to see you. Thank you for being here as well. I apologize for the fact that I had to restart the first video because I didn't have some of my switches on, and I apologize for the audio on this. It was coming through here. I could hear it through here, but for some reason it was not coming through for you guys, and I don't know what it was going. I think it was actually OBS was doing that. But if the government's telling you that it's Russia, 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 remember the first 4 years of the Trump's presidency? Russia, 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 Russia. But it was China the whole time. And you guys knew that, but yet you're still going to go, oh, it's got to be so scary. It's going to be Russia coming into our borders. It's not. Guys, there's too many things that have happened. There's too many significant things that have gone on. By the way, I know that the potato in chief ran over to Davos or something, or ran over to the world, I don't know, fart in a can organization or whatever it was. It says we're going to save the earth. Whatever BS, whatever it was, they decided to get together, and then they wore their masks and didn't wear their mask, and they were doing the elbow bumps in front of the cameras but hugging each other off the cameras like a bunch of jackasses. Again, you can see it, right? But by this time in Trump's first presidency, he had already done a tour across this globe of setting up alliances and setting up agreements and setting up understandings across this world that we seem to forget that the potato in chief hasn't done. Remember, he had to call the European Union before he talked to Putin. And then when he got off the phone with Oputi, he had to make sure and call the European Union. Or they could have just listened in. Hell, everybody else does. I mean, I don't get it. I guess we want to run around and act as if somehow we are, oh, we have the super secret conversations. It's so encrypted. No one will ever know what we're doing. Guys, if you understood how little security we really think we really have and how fragile it is. I mean, I had double verification on all my Facebook stuff where you had to go through all these different authentications to be able to get into things, but they were able to go in, swipe all my stuff, take over my page, do all these things. Facebook won't respond to me, blah, 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 blah. They knew exactly how to make sure I could disable my account so that Facebook wouldn't get a hold. I couldn't get a hold of them. They couldn't talk to me, and I wouldn't be able to track down the people who did this. But yet, guys, that's Facebook. That's Facebook. And supposedly Facebook is a billion-dollar company, multi-billion-dollar company, international billion-dollar company that supposedly knows exactly when you're talking crap about, you know, the Mexican beer flu, right? But here we are. And we're all running around saying, well, the president has a super secret line that nobody can ever get to. That's all they do. That's all they do is get to your stuff. That's all they do is look at your stuff. And it's actually usually the people that have nothing to do with governments and those kind of things that are in there screwing with your things only because it's something for them to do. And if somehow they can gain access to your account and they take away your page, ooh, that's a victory for them. And look what I did. I could put that one down as a little check mark for me. But by the way, if you look at the ownership of, there's three people that have ownership control of my page. In America. It says they have American addresses. So it says basically it's saying that they're verified through America, that they're Americans, but yet everything from those videos that they were posting on there were actually from foreign countries, and most of the followers are from fuller. Most of the people that are liking this stuff is from foreign countries. Guys, again, this is Facebook who says that they know exactly how to handle you and what information is best for you and what you should see and what you shouldn't see. So anyway, why did he have to have a conversation with the EU before and the EU after? But then we're worried about the EU. We need to protect the EU and Ukraine. What? Wait. Why are we going into Ukraine when I thought the fight was in Afghanistan? See, guys, how this stuff is so interconnected, and it's so lazy for us to sit here and have this conversation. I mean, it's so lazy for them what they're doing, but I have to over-explain their laziness and how crappy their story really is. But too many people aren't picking that up. So anyway, this is the situation we're against, and I don't know how to tell you how it's going to go in the coming days. I do worry about the collapse of the currency. I've told you guys that over and over again. That, you know, there's, I told you about 7K Metals, a place where you guys can get silver and gold. I told you guys that 2 years ago. I told you guys a year ago. I felt like it was just getting me nowhere, that was trying to get you guys to understand that you guys can have access to these things and get to, you know, different things. But the problem is that I don't know. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. How hard am I supposed to bang my head against certain things to make sure you guys understand that this stuff is really going on? I mean, really, think about it. The stock market is doing what right now? What the stock market end up at? Where are we at? Stock market. New York Stock Exchange. Da, 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 da. Oh, yeah. Sure. What did it come out today at? Let's see. The NASDAQ was up. The Dow actually closed in positive territory, even though this morning it opened at 400 points down. How is that? You know, think about that, guys. It bothered to come back 100 points from where it started out, 400 points down. So on the day, it was a nothing day, but the beginning of the day was a huge nosedive. I don't know. I mean, it's something to think about, right? We should be really paying attention to a lot of what's going on around us, but we're not, and we don't have to. All right, so what else do we got? The things that are going on around this country that still have to do with elections and still has to do with the jab and all that other stuff and supply stuff, guys, they're going to continue to try to distract you from other things. As things get ready to come down the pike and things get announced, they're going to do some red flag stuff. And I wish I didn't have to think about these things, but it's the world we do live in, and it's a world we're going to have to think about. But if we're not if we're not diligent about making sure that we're talking to each other and getting the right kind of information out between each other, we're going to fall victim to what they're doing again. And we have to be very, very careful of that. The world itself is a very dangerous place, and we should know that we have to be better stewards of our freedom. We have to be better at this. But in so many ways, we've gotten so lazy. And why? Well, that's just, you know, I don't want to make any waves. I don't want to. Why? You have to make waves. You have to push harder. You have to push forward. If we don't make waves, we don't try to make a difference. What's it going to look like for you guys in the future? If you don't push right now as we go through this reset of things that are going to happen, if we don't push for the right to be the right kind of people at the right time, in reality, it's going to end up a lot worse. It will be the 1,000 years of darkness that you really don't want, that we will fall into a slavery that we've never even understood before. We're already in slavery now. Imagine how much worse it really could be. These people aren't going to stop. That's just like prisons. How did prisons go from going somewhere, you know, get a lunch, walk in, walk out, do your thing, to where now it's like we have to hunt you down, capture you, tie you up, put you in a car, put you in this, put you in that, take your this, take your that, take away all the norms in your life, and they tell you to be normal, but you don't have anything that is normal. You don't have anything that makes you a better person. It doesn't make you a better man. It's punishment, Jim. But do you even punish your own children in the same way you expect to punish an adult for, let's say, a suspended license ticket that serves 1 year time? On your third suspended license ticket in the state of Kansas, you have to serve 1 year. So what do you think that person's 1 year should look like for driving on a suspended license? What does it look like? How does it really look like to you? If you think that you can't yell at your kids, you can't swat your kids, you can't tell your kids no, you got to pat them on the head and ask them where they want to go to Din Din, where you want to go Din Din. All the adults in the room are waiting for you to tell us where you want to go to Din Din. But you're telling me that it's okay for 70 to 80% of our jails to be full when there is absolutely no victim. And by the way, the Supreme Court and your own state and federal laws state clearly that the state, the city, the county, the federal government cannot be a victim. even though they try to manipulate things and make them sound as if they're the victim. But if you realize it, and if your judges and your attorneys and your DAs and your prosecutors were worth a piss and weren't just trying to make a buck off of you over and over and over, especially the poor, there is no victim in the state. There is no victim in the city. There is no victim in the county. There is no victim in the federal government. And because they are filling this jails up 70 to 80% with non-victim crimes, it makes them look better. Makes it look like they're doing their job. Looks like they need to hire more people, do more things. And shame on us for not being the right people that stands up against that kind of abuse of the fellow man. Now, I get there are people who are abusive. I get there are people that are broken. I get that there are people that just cannot stop hurting other people. Did you hear what I said there? Hurting other people. Now, I still, my seatbelt in my vehicle is none of your damn business and none of my government's damn business. See, the problem with it is, folks, is that we see situations where we want to pick and choose, where we want to, we want to take this right away, but I don't want you to take this right, but just take this right. The problem is that we default to freedom every time, and the Second Amendment never once states barrel length. It never once states how many freedom fries can come out of the end of that barrel. It does not say how fast they can come out of that barrel. Does not say how big around that freedom fry can be coming out of that barrel, the length of the barrel, the age of the person with the weapon. And it says in there a well-regulated militia, a well-practiced people's army. It says thou shalt not touch the fringe. Don't infringe. Thou shalt not infringe, not come into the edge of the Second Amendment. It doesn't say anything about criminal background. It doesn't say anything about whether you killed somebody or not. It doesn't say whether you punched somebody or not. No, there's not once in there. And by the way, guys, they had criminals back then. A criminal is anybody who's broken a law or an ordinance. But by the way, let me give you this. You do understand that back then that the King's army was consistently within the homes and the communities and the city buildings of our three colonies, and they were consistently putting us under abuse, and they knew what it was like to be abused. They knew what it was like to see people be manipulated, and yet they knew they still wanted felons, misdemeanors, bad people, criminals, to still own guns. They knew what nefarious people looked like because they had it in the government prior. But they knew that those people still had the right to hold, to possess any type of weapon they wanted to. It didn't say cannon. It didn't say tank. Well, there was no tanks back then, Jim. Absolutely, you're wrong. We had types of tanks back then. Nothing that was very effective, but we did have armored type vehicles. We did have armored type turrets. We knew what we were doing. So don't get around and go, you don't know. Like, that's not real. But the problem is that how much of your history have you been manipulated with and been told the wrong thing about? And how many times have they depopulated this earth? How many times have these evil Satan worshippers went out and destroyed as many people on earth to consume them and harvest them off of the earth for Satan's pleasure? I mean, think about what they've done here. And there's different times throughout the annals of history that we see depopulation and the depopulation and the depopulation and the depopulation. Why is that a thing, and why have we allowed that to continue on? And why are we seeing that in this jab right now? Why do we have these certain people that rise up and decide that they want to go in and start destroying those around us? Why is that okay? This is what I don't understand, is that we have a lot of people in our lives around us, and yet they're absolutely horrible. I mean, these people are around us, and yet we're not rising up against them. Oh, Ouchie Fauci over here, he's one of the worst genocidal maniacs I've ever seen in our history of our country, and yet there's people that are celebrating him. They're being offended. They're being offended if you say I'm so offended. I'm offended that you said anything. You can't say anything bad about science. Well, yeah, I can when I can see that I think, and I don't think I'm wrong on this. I think I've really picked up on something here, that I think that the section of doctors, these wackadoodles, these quacks over here, they got the funding, where the real doctors who were using dandelion root and milk thistle and different things like that to help us, well, there's no money in that. But if we can make money on the petroleum pharmaceuticals we put together, and we make money off the vaccines that we got to get these people, then we could, you know, in this AMA thing becomes a real thing. And yet here we are. I got to over-explain the fact that I think the wrong side got sponsored, and the AMA was created, and the Rockefeller Institute was created just because they liked screwing with people's lives and making money off of idiots. And now it's become the medical standard across the country, and yet we aren't finding cures, we're finding patients. And how did we race past the idea that this is they're practicing medicine? They're practicing medicine on who? And why aren't we compounding our knowledge? Why isn't knowledge getting better and better? I mean, good grief, we're still fighting cancers that didn't exist before pharmaceuticals existed. We've got things that are taking over people's bodies that never existed until we had pharmaceuticals, until we had these companies putting chemicals into our foods. And shame on us for not being more attentive to that. I mean, it's sad now. I got to sit here and worry about, you know, I got to look at every single package now and read all the crap that's in these. And I go, why do I have to do this? Why do I have to mistrust these corporations? Why can't they just bother to put real stuff in there? Why can't it just be chocolate? Why has it got to be blah, 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 sorbic acid and carnitine, blah, 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 blah? Why can't it just be chocolate, milk, and cocoa? That's it. Why can't it just be that? Why has it got to be all this other crap? Why is it that our candies can't be just simply a candy? Why has it got to be more and more and more junk? Why do we keep looking to this and go, oh, this is okay, when it's not? Why has it you feel like you can buy a Lunchable that doesn't have to be refrigerated off of a shelf in an aisle of your grocery store, and you think, you know what? That's going to be nutritious for my kid. That'll be okay. I'm going to tell you right now, if you want to fix your life, you want to change your life and how you eat and what you put in your body, you cannot buy anything on the aisles. And I'm a hypocrite in that. I like buying things on the aisles, man. I love cookies. I like ice cream. You know, I'm kind of a sucker for that kind of stuff. But the problem is in reality, I know that, you know, even, you know, Oreos aren't just cocoa cookies with just some straight vanilla icing in it. There's all these chemicals and all kinds of crap in it now. What would those be? Though, I bet you those would be amazing if they just went back to flour and lard and sugar and just made stuff the old-fashioned way. But they don't want to do that. They keep pumping this poison into us, keep weakening our mind, weakening our body, weakening our frequency. We can reach out and touch each other with our own presence, and yet we wonder why we feel like we're misled, because we've misled ourselves. We've screwed ourselves over. Sorry, I didn't log into Cloud Hub over here, so I need to get over here and... Oh, sorry about that. Hey, John Candy, good to see you. Appreciate you being here. Jer, good to see you. Sorry I wasn't over here on Cloud Hub right away. Apologize on that. So anyway, the problem, again, like I said, we've gone so far down these roads of allowing these chemicals and these things in our bodies, or we put in our bodies by our own doing. We've been putting these things into our own body. And now I'm, you know, like I've told you guys 100 times, I'm changing things, how I am going to put things in my body, how I'm going to look at things. I'm going to make a difference in my own life, and I have to. I have to be different, because I don't want these people to defeat me. I want to beat them in their little game. I want to get ahead of them. I want to be the guy who comes out the other side and says, screw you. Look, I didn't take your poisons. I didn't take your jabs. I didn't take your crap. And I won't. I won't, guys. I absolutely won't. And I'm sorry if some of you guys don't understand this completely, and I'm sorry that maybe some of you guys have taken the jab and those kind of things, but you guys have got to rethink what you're doing. You got to rethink what's going on in your life. You got to redo this. This is really, really not good. There's a lot of stuff out there that they're trying to do to us that we just don't seem to want to pay attention to. And part of it is scaring you about Russia. It's part of it is scaring you about Ukraine. You know, the thing is if Russia took Ukraine back over, we're going to find out what's really going on in Ukraine, aren't we? Because Putin's not going to play that. He's going to expose all that. And that's why old Potato in Chief's got to worry about what's going on there. But why isn't that he not really have control over the military? And why is he not really that effective? So again, there's so many questions and answers out there. See, there's answers, there's questions, but then there's answers that no one wants to hear because it doesn't fit the narrative of what the mainstream media is telling you. But here we go. All right, guys. Well, I did not have a lot prepared for today. I guess I was kind of thinking I was going to have that interview, and I think I'm going to put that interview out tomorrow. Let you listen to her story because she's got a great story. She talks about a lot of things going on that were interrelated to what's going on in today's conspiracy theorist. All the things that are coming through with all the conspiracies, everything's coming through as fact, and yet it's still conspiracy. I don't know. A little disingenuous for me, but that's just how I see it, and I wish that we would have better people to say that we could count on them to make better decisions that are in our government and in our leadership, but we don't, and we can see that we've been screwed over. Oh, yeah, but Jared says they're putting the crap in the jab in our food. That's true, too. And, guys, I've actually defaulted now, and I don't know how long I'm going to be able to do this, but I am not wearing deodorant anymore. After I just cannot put that aluminum in my body. Finding out about what the aluminums and things that they're doing to our brains and the dementia cases and the Alzheimer's or whatever you want to call it and different cognitive issues, I'm not going to do it. So we'll see how long I can stand myself. I don't know. I always thought I had to have deodorant on, but anyway, we'll see what happens. I hope that it doesn't get any bad reviews. We'll have to see how that goes. But I'm changing my life, and it's tough. It's going against what I was trained to do. I was told to do this. I was told to do that. I was told to do this. I was told to do that. And I'm having to redo all those things in my brain now. And now what does that mean? So that means I have to change some things, and I don't know if I'm gonna have. I may not even have stinky armpits. I may not. I don't know. So we'll see how all that goes. But this is the world we're living in. We have to be better about what we're doing. We got to be better stewards of our temple, our body, and also just of each other. We got to be better for each other. All right, guys. Well, if you guys have anything, any questions or comments, get a hold of me. JimPrice@thejimpriceshow.com is my email. JimPrice@thejimpriceshow.com is my email. The website is thejimpriceshow.com. Sign up for subscriptions there. We're going to be changing a few things around on the website here in the coming days. And hopefully those updates, that you will enjoy those as well as other things. Still have the TV show going on in Connecticut. Hopefully we're going to be picked up on some other stations across the country. We're working on that as well. And guys, don't forget to donate. Remember the stuff that, like all the stuff I've been getting crushed on here and all these different things, the donation button is really necessary to keep the show going and keep me going along as well. I was going to be traveling this weekend, but, financially just not able to do it, going to the CPAC in Florida. I won't be making that, but I was still planning on going to Ohio here in the next 2-3 weeks. I guess it's 3 weeks from now. So anyway, if you guys have any questions or comments, get a hold of me. Remember, the 10% you do for your neighbor, your community, city, county, state, the federal government, the more you do for them, the less they have to do for you. So let's learn how to be selfless and not so damn selfish. There will be a far better place, right? Hold fast, hold the line. Do not give up. Do not give in. We will win. I promise you. This is what I keep telling you over and over again. There's so many cool things going on out there. Guys, it's been great having you. If you have anything, like I said, get a hold of me. I will get back to you as soon as I can. I'm Jim Price, the Jim Price Show Daily Update. Yeah, guys, all be good to each other out there, and we'll see you guys tomorrow.